The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Had they overrun the Iraqi unit, it was a straight shot to the airport. So we're not going to allow that to happen. We need that airport.
That's General Dempsey talking about the ISIS foes and how close they're getting to Baghdad, really. And that's the frightening thought. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. ISIS. Remember them? Yep, we're invested. After all, we are sort of leading the charge with the coalition anyway. In the meantime, the latest we know is that they're really winning on a couple of big fronts. And why is that? Because the closer they get to key areas, key territory, the more they can claim. Pretty much about 350 miles now, a giant swath is ISIL controlled. And we're talking about Anbar being the next possible fall. It looks almost inevitable. And that's a big setback because the Sunni extremists would then rule the perimeter of Iraq's capital to Raqqa in Syria, and that gives you that 350 miles. So imagine that, the men in black, the bad men in black, doing the damage that they've already done. Or pretty much now they control about 80% of the province, so it's almost inevitable that they're there. And it is, as Dempsey was saying, had ISIS forces overrun the Iraqi unit where they were, it was a straight shot to the Baghdad airport, and he says there's no way we were going to let that happen. Here's the thing. We are not going, he says, we're not going to let them climb over the wall, but we are not going to have boots on the ground fighting these fights. And the Iraqi military, many of them are saying, listen, we're going to just drop our weapons and run if you don't help us. If the U.S. won't deploy troops, we're out of here. We're going to abandon our stuff and leave. Because we don't have training and equipment. And they've seen that so many have been killed in that Anbar province that they don't want to end up in that same condition. But the Iraqi government is backing the U.S. government and saying the same thing. They don't want U.S. boots on the ground just as much as we don't want U.S. boots on the ground. Here is the one good thing that happened. Turkey said, sure, you can come here and we've got some facilities and coalition people can train here in Turkey. If you need to train soldiers, absolutely, come on in. We will let you in. So by the time we train in Turkey, how fast will we have those troops up to snuff that they can jump back into the fight? They need groups that can beat ISIS. That's it. Why? They didn't look to the Kurds as fast as possible. I don't get that. That should have been the first thing that had happened. But it doesn't matter. You can't look back. You can only look forward. The U.S. and our allies, had about 9 airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq and in Syria, by the way, on Saturday and early Sunday. One of the coalition airstrikes killed about 30 ISIS militants, they suspect, in Iraq, who were in an armed convoy west of Ramadi. Just picture in your mind Baghdad, the center of everything, and all that emanates around it. In Iraq, ISIS has dispatched about 10,000 fighters to that province I was talking about from Syria and Mosul in northern Iraq and Anbar. So even the U.S. Defense Secretary is saying this is a dire situation. He's telling people, reporters that are asking, that the Anbar province is in trouble. And, you know, we're not being stupid. We know that. We know that the Iraqi forces are in full control of Baghdad. But will they be in full control if they're overwhelmed? You know, when you have people that are afraid and they're dropping weapons and running, never a good thing. But there is no way that we have boots on the ground, is there? Can you imagine the president coming on the air and saying, this is the only way we can clamp down on ISIS, we're going to have to deploy troops? Oh, there's no way. That's not happening. But these militants better get up to snuff fast in Turkey when they're training. Because the more ISIS continues to move and the more we keep hearing, so from some sources, they'll say it's not as big as you think. They're not, you know, they're not as vast as what is being portrayed. Except for that, when you hear from the defense secretary, they're concerned and they're thankful about the Turkey situation, that we can train people there, and that these Iraq army or military, they're one outside of Baghdad. They want to just fling their weapons and run because they don't want to end up as a corpse. They don't want to end up in that pile that they've seen. And then we have the lone wolf terrorists. The FBI, Department of Homeland Security, they had a couple security bulletins over the weekend. They're looking for some of this, you know, tracking down this chatter or alleged chatter of ISIS members and sympathizers, not just here in the United States, but in England and in Australia, and it's beaming back and forth. Well, in other words, it's going back and forth to some in the United States. Hopefully we're on top of this, because to me, that would be the scariest thing. Somebody creating a problem here in the United States as they feel compelled to join in the fight. And we've heard that from anyone in the last decade who served as the Secretary of Defense. We've heard this over and over again, so we know it to be true, that the lone wolf often can be the most dangerous, at least on our own soil. And then there is the problem, oh yeah, of ISIS or ISIL fighters worming their way through the border. And how do you know? They know how to assimilate, get across, and that's it. And then you're ready to infect whatever area it is. And speaking of infection, big story, of course, that not only did Tom Duncan die last week, but one of the nurses who wore all the necessary clothing that the CDC said you had to wear has Ebola. On Friday, she started to feel like she had a fever and put herself in isolation. They checked her blood, and sure enough, she has Ebola. And this is in Dallas, Texas. So they have cleaned her apartment. They're finishing up what they have to do, meaning the hazmat people and her car. Now it's going to be a question of who did she come in contact with? What other people in the hospital? Was there anyone else as close? And she worked very closely on Tom Duncan. With the gloves and everything else, the shields, everything the way it was supposed to be. And this is how it ends up. Ebola and the fear over Ebola, I think, is very real. And why we still have not stopped the flights, you know, I just don't understand that, because it's a temporary situation and we still are very concerned and helping massively in West Africa. So no, it's not a question of abandoning, because we're already doing that. We're already helping immensely, building clinics and bringing in medicine and doing anything we can. Because right now we're waiting for experimental drugs to be cooked, to be done, and they're not, but we're helping. We, the United States, military-wise, with blood samples and everything else, taking them and transporting them at a high risk, and doctors and others who are volunteering. So why wouldn't we shut down the commercial airlines? Makes no sense. All right, we're talking more about Ebola on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to NoWrinklesAllowed.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Everybody here on this version of America Tonight. Hey, coming up on our next show, speaking of Ebola, we're going to talk to a couple of doctors. One, Dr. Mardia Stone, an international health expert. She just came back from Liberia. She worked with the government. She's there right at the epicenter of the epidemic. She went into the community. She actually met with some of the 80 Ebola survivors who didn't get that experimental drug, the ZMapp, that we're waiting for. She's going to talk about everything going on in those communities, how their families are dealing with the devastating diagnosis, and what are they doing, more importantly, to stop the spread of the disease. It's an interesting, terrible, terrible time there, and it's awful to see what's happening to families. I think I said this in a previous hour, but Nova did a great special because they took the cameras rolling, went in, talked to health workers, showed you the scenes, and it was pretty frightening. I mean, it's like a scene from a movie, just body bags all laid out. And they have to immediately dispose of them because they're riddled with Ebola. Like Thomas Duncan, it was, okay, he's dead, boom, we have to sanitize everything, and we got to get rolling on this. And that's it. You know, he's cremated. There's nothing, it's nothing but ashes because we cannot have a body. And look at how quickly somebody working directly with him, the nurse directly with him, who probably worked on him the most, comes down with Ebola. And so the question does become, how much do we know and how much don't we know? What's the truth? The CDC and others talking about Ebola only getting that through direct contact with bodily fluids. But what about some of the measures that they're taking to prevent transmission, right? I mean, what about the history of airborne droplet transmission What about the history of that? So I can't wait to talk to Dr. Merrill Nass. She's also going to join us on our next show. And she writes at the anthrax vaccine blog and talks about some of the big concerns in Boston with this lab that they're also working on there. And if we have another huge containment or a high containment lab in the middle of Boston, when other labs have had a terrible track record of containing the organisms they're charged with studying, what does that mean? So that specifically is what she's concerned about. We'll talk to her about that, too, as well. So Ebola, it's, you know, what are we not being told and what do we know? It's the variable situation that I've talked about all along. It changes, and you have these healthcare workers that are coming down with it, like in Spain, and same situation in Dallas. And the idea that we just allow the planes to continue to fly, to me, is the buggiest part of this whole thing. I understand that, sure, there are so many things that you catch in the air, but isn't that the idea? A travel ban would be productive for the U.S. because what if we can stop one or two people who might be incubated with Ebola from coming in and infecting anyone? I mean, banning commercial flights, I think, would be smart. Some people say if you ban commercial flights out of those countries, then you're going to deter people from volunteering to work in that area. But I don't think so, because we're still taking people in. So couldn't we do that? I mean, couldn't that be what the agreement is? Now, were there really Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone? They have brutal health systems. And it's worse with Ebola. They are beyond functioning. They've wiped out, though, other big infections like polio. There was a problem with polio. There's a problem with smallpox. So they've stopped diseases before. This is a very deadly, deadly disease. And we do have to fight them like Ebola. We have to fight them where and when they emerge. I get it. And this makes a difference. I mean, clamping on it right away, you know, it's always about the what if we had started sooner kind of thing. So we have to be involved in this, because the cost, it would be very high for the U.S. already, you know, and as it's coming in. But I still think if you just temporarily close the gates, it would be such a smarter play. And then you wonder, the CDC says, well, the nurse that was infected, well, that was because she was in breach of protocol, and that's what led to that, this protective gear. The nurse wore the protective gear during her contact with Thomas Duncan. She had a gown and gloves and mask and a shield on during those visits. She had a ton of visits with him. But they say there had to be a breach when she was dealing with Thomas Duncan. And the CDC confirmed testing on the blood sample and confirmed the results on Sunday, saying it's the first known transmission of Ebola in the United States and the second diagnosis, now we know, because of Duncan in this country. And they say at some point there was some sort of breach in protocol, and that resulted in the infection. Because we know that even a single lapse or breach can result in an infection. Oof. And then somebody, because now they're concerned about this, somebody in close contact with the nurse has been proactively placed in isolation, because they're not going to take any chance there. And they've cleaned up pretty much her apartment, her car, the hazmat people working on anything that could possibly have gotten infected. And so here we go with another development of pretty disturbing news for the family of this nurse and colleagues and, you know, the community, because they're concerned. She's in stable condition. and they don't want a wider risk. So you've got to throw a wider net out, and it becomes that question, who could you have come in contact with? Who could have been where? And, you know, they're trying to broaden that so that there won't be a spread of somebody that gets through that they're not aware of. Just a low-grade fever. That's how it starts. Low-grade fever, on Friday night. And then she decides, man, I got to isolate myself. Then the tests. And then the tests come in, and not good news. I mean, so what do you do? You have to come to the president. They tell the president, he says, well, let's take further measures. What do we have to do to ensure healthcare people are protected? What kind of protocols do they have to follow for treating Ebola patients that they were supposedly following? But the CDC is insistent that no, there were protocols that had to have been broken. And we'll just keep a close eye on the people who had contact with Duncan and anybody who's had contact with this nurse. And you think about the staggering numbers. We're going to do, you know, We Can Count coming up next. And this is perfect for We Can Count, but I'll throw it out here. The World Health Organization is saying 8,300 people have contracted Ebola this year. 4,000 have died, most in West Africa. And the symptoms are the worst. Some people have survived, but at least 416 healthcare workers have gotten Ebola, 233 dead. And in Liberia, healthcare workers are saying they're going to strike if their conditions don't improve. So imagine that. People with Ebola won't even be treated. No one will come and treat them. There was a nurse's aide in Spain, Teresa Ramos. She got sick after she helped treat an Ebola patient in the Spanish missionary. So now there's all these questions about the safety and about treating the patients and, you know, how, where that all begins. For weeks, they've been monitoring people who were in close contact with Thomas Duncan before he was hospitalized and isolated. So you trace the dates back. He left Liberia September 19th, came into Dallas on the 20th. 4 days later, he felt ill, was sent back, and then came back a few days later and tested positive for Ebola. And so the search, like it was with Duncan, begins with the nurse. Tracing people. I mean, that's what they do. They have a whole crew of people that come in and trace. Because the incubation period can last up to 21 days. That's got to be hard, tracking large groups of people in a very large city. We Can Count coming up next here on ATN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Adam slings it, it's a drive to right, way back, it's a gunner for Adam. The Cardinals lead 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth.
Duffy from second, Perez from first. Here's the stretch, there they go. And there's a wild pitch. It bounces away from Cruz, and Duffy's coming home. He slides, please, it's tied up.
Cardinals, that spells trouble and excitement for others. So the Cardinals, even their NLS series, which is huge because they're trying to get to the World Series just as badly as the Giants. They overpowered the Giants in the end with that walk-off homer. Huge. One of the 4 blasts for the Cards, roaring back in that one, evening the series. In the meantime, Kansas City has a 2-0 edge over Baltimore. How about that? Monday, they have their next game, and Kansas City, I think, is on a roll. I would not be shocked, honestly, if they swept Baltimore, but we'll see. It's a whole different animal once you get into the playoffs. I just don't think we're going to see the Orioles come back on the Royals. The Royals seem to be a team of destiny. Matt, you've been watching this. What do you think?
I kind of agree with you. I mean, I think the Orioles squad is they're really good. They're also missing probably their 2 best players, in, Manny Machado and then
yes.
Matt Waiters.
Yep.
And so, like, you could just imagine how much better they'd be with those 2 all-star players. And the Royals, it's this bunch of guys who it's like every night someone's hitting a home run, and they're the team with the fewest regular season home runs, so it's kind of crazy and ridiculous. And then they put in their speedy defensive outfielders, Dyson and Kane, and they track all these balls. They make these ridiculous plays in the outfield, and you got to think, going home up 2-0, the Kansas City crowd, they haven't been in the playoffs since 1985. They were jacked up before. They're going to be jacked up again, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. That absolutely, they're jacked up. And I think there's a good chance. I mean, we'll see. You know, the Royals beat the Orioles 6-4. That's what happened in the last game for that 2-0 edge. And we'll see if they have enough stuff. But I don't think they'll return to Camden Yards for sixth game. I think this is it. I mean, this is a team of destiny. And as you said, some key injuries for the Orioles. And then,
Yadier Molina went down, too, in, like, the sixth or seventh inning. So I don't know if that's something he's going to be able to come back for. I think I heard it was an oblique strain. And that's never good, obviously, when you're batting and you're twisting your torso. But
yeah,
they did add A.J. Pierzynski to the roster, the champion NLCS roster. He wasn't on the NLDS, but he was added to NLCS. So I don't know if that means he's going to play, because the backup they threw in, who was it? I can't remember his name now. Diaz, maybe? I don't remember. But he's the one who let the wild pitch get behind him. That's how the Giants scored. So I don't know what they're going to do with the catching position if Molina can't go. Do you add Pierzynski, who's won a ring before with the White Sox? I don't know.
Yeah, the Orioles catcher, what's his name? Joseph.
Okay.
Caleb Joseph?
Yeah,
I think. Anyway, but he's saying he's not worried. He's not worried about what people say. He says that they're going to return no matter what. And Nelson Cruz is saying the same thing. We believe, and it doesn't matter what other people believe. So, but still, I mean, they're not doing the whole back and forth thing and the mind game stuff. But I think just as a matter of injury and a matter of what's happening with the Royals, who are more flush, I think they have a much better chance of closing the deal. All right, so it's numbers there. It's still a numbers game, you know, the best of seven, whether the Royals sweep them or the Orioles bounce back, and the same thing in the other series. And on that note, let's turn to We Can Count. So topping We Can Count, a big rally in Ferguson, Missouri. They say about 2,000 people attended the rally. You know, we forget about Ferguson, or maybe we haven't, because you still are waiting to see what's going on with the grand jury, and there have been some protests that have bubbled up since the death of Michael Brown. This demonstration was a pretty big one, though, and they are demanding the arrest of the police officer who killed Michael Brown, saying they're going to take part in a series of actions on Monday morning. They don't know what those actions are. But the 2,000 people, the 2,000 that were there, was an interfaith rally. And you had Princeton University professor Cornel West, who was the featured speaker. Often you've seen him speaking out on a lot of different things. And this was called a Ferguson October. That's what the protesters dubbed it as, a weekend of resistance. And it all focused on Michael Brown and his encounter with that police officer, Darren Wilson, who the police are saying shot Brown after he attacked him and tried to take his gun. And they're not letting this go. The demonstrators are demanding action, and they're not backing down from this. There have been some other things that have happened besides this protest, but this is a very big one, and it was peaceful. They said they were serious. They wanted to keep it peaceful. They weren't trying to do anything but keep the matter alive and demand justice. But the fact that you had that many people out there shows that this is something that is not going away for that town of Ferguson. If they think it is, it absolutely is not. All right, in the meantime, Oscar Pistorius will be sentenced. You remember him, of course, the shock of the world. I think it was pretty shocking anyway, when he his girlfriend died, and he shot through the bathroom door where she was. Reva Steinkamp is her name. And then in this trial, so many different things came out in South Africa. But he was a huge sports hero there. He is cleared of murder in her death, but he returns to court for the hearing that will determine if he's going to prison. That's happening now on Monday. The sentencing decision is all up to the judge, Masipa, who presided over the trial and delivered the verdict last month. He was found guilty of what they call culpable homicide. It's the South African way or term for unintentional but unlawfully killing a person. That's sort of like manslaughter in the way our law reads in the United States. Masipa cleared him of murder in the killing of his model girlfriend, and he was granted bail pending the sentencing hearing. They say the hearing, unlike hearings in the United States in our court of law, the hearing will probably take several days, with prosecution and defense having a chance to put arguments again and evidence before the court for Masipa to consider, because there is no legal minimum or maximum sentence for culpable homicide in South Africa. It is completely up to this judge to decide. A typical sentence is 5 to 8 years, but it can be less than that. I mean, you know, and the judge also found Pistorius guilty of one weapons-related charge involving shooting at a restaurant. So it could be that he gets a few years or gets much more than that, but they say it's unlikely whether or not, I mean, it's unlikely that he's going to get a long sentence, and a lot of people in South Africa are going to be watching to see what this judge hands down in her death. Her family just distraught over what the verdict was, now waiting to see how long he gets put away, if at all, by the way, because there is a chance that perhaps there's some kind of a probation, and that could end up being something like that. All right, it's rare that you hear about a brawl in NASCAR, even though tempers flare, but I mean a flat-out brawl. A major fight broke out following Saturday night's Bank of America 500 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Matt Kenseth and Denny Hamlin got upset to another driver's actions on the track, okay? And we know that happens, but what happened was Kevin Harvick's victory ultimately was way overshadowed by the wild scene. I actually went and looked at it before we got on the air. And what happened was you had fists that were flaring during the cool down lap. You had a couple of drivers having words after the race, and Hamlin ultimately had to be restrained. And Kenseth Hamlin's teammate at Joe Gibbs Racing just was going nuts over what had happened on the track. And like I said, it's not that tempers don't flare there. When they do, that's when it's videotaped and slapped on YouTube. And it was probably one of the pretty wildest fights I've seen in a long time there. Columbus Day is upon us. Some people celebrate Columbus Day, and some people have gone away from celebrating Columbus Day. When I was a kid, it was all about the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. I can remember as one of the first history lessons I learned. For the first time this year, Seattle and Minneapolis are going to recognize the second Monday in October instead as Indigenous Peoples Day. Those two cities join a giant list of jurisdictions that are deciding, let's move the holiday focus from Columbus to the people he encountered in the New World and their modern-day descendants. So how about that? The Minneapolis City Council approved the measure in April. They wanted it, they said, to reflect upon the ongoing struggles of Indigenous people on the land and to celebrate the thriving culture and value that other Indigenous nations added to the city of Minneapolis. Wow. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How many of you listening are a huge fan of pizza? I've rarely come across anybody who doesn't like pizza. Now, I have met one or two in my entire life, but that's pretty much it. But you really understand what's in your pizza. And since we're all so worried about our beer bellies or getting a beer belly or reducing the one we have, which I guess that's beer and pizza, I'm thinking off the top of my head. Men's Health Magazine has a great story out called The Lie of the Pie, How Your Favorite Pizza Chain Misleads You. Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health, is with us now. Hey, Greg.
I love pizza.
I do, too.
I love it. Pizza.
I
met a guy recently, and we went to a pizza place near my house, and he said, I'm going to get a oyster gorgonzola sardine pizza. I didn't even know you could get oysters at a pizza place. It was unbelievable.
Really? Ooh, sounds good.
Yeah, it was good.
It sounds good. See, here's the whole thing about pizza, though. It's, I mean, it's great to eat, but when I think of pizza, I think, what are you putting on top of it? How thick is the crust and all that kind of stuff? And there's always, like, a whole calorie count thing. You know, yeah. Now some cities, they're putting calorie counts on, you know, what is a slice of this or what is it? And is it true that one of the big lies is the calorie count is off or no?
Yeah, and we're really talking about the chains here. I mean, if you go to your local pizza joint, I mean, they may give you a calorie count, but it's going to be a lot harder for them to really know because they're not you know, they're not measuring every slice of pepperoni, right? But when you go to a chain, I mean, they've kind of got it down to a science. They know how much pepperoni and how much cheese. It's, you know, it's like that's kind of an assembly line pizza, right? But the reality is, and when we actually took slices from Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, Papa John's, and Domino's. I shouldn't say we took them. We sent them to a lab in Colorado. and some of the statistics that we got back from the lab, the analytical lab, including calories, was, well, let's take calories in particular. The calorie count was off by as much as 20%.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, part of the problem with pizza is it's so easy to eat so much because you order the huge pie. But the truth is, as far as calories go, and especially if you're loading it up with really fatty stuff like pepperoni, like sausage and salami, you really should stick to a slice or two. I mean, when you start pounding down three or four slices, man, you may be eating more than all the calories you need for a day.
Yeah, and you said it, you know, pepperoni is really fattening. It might be really good, but if you are throwing down the pepperonis, and they always put a ton of them on the pizza when you get it, it's adding so much to anything with meat. You know, they have pizzas now, and you were talking about the chains where they put hamburger meat on it, they put salami. If you start to get all that stuff on there, even one slice is going to be crazy calorie-wise. You just got to assume that.
Yeah, and then figure, they'll tell you how many calories it is, just add 20%. You probably have a better idea of how many calories it really is. That doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy it, but I mean, it's one of the things we say at Men's Health every day, which is, this isn't something you should eat every day. Make it a treat, and you'll actually enjoy it more when you make it a treat. If you eat pizza every day, it just becomes like milk. You know, you don't even taste it anymore. Make it special. Enjoy it when you eat it. Pig out as much as you want, but don't do it every day or every night because that's where you get into trouble.
Yeah, oh boy, I agree with that. Something else you suggest, which I think is great, is you can go get the pizza right and then put your own stuff on it at home.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things we thought a lot about is one of the ways you can control this. Obviously, if you're taking the pizza home, get a cheese pizza and start adding your own ingredients, or add some ingredients at the restaurant, but maybe hold off on the meat. Add your veggies and other things. So, for instance, if you just have some pre-cooked chicken strips, well, you can fix them up with a little bit of sauce of your own, and you can have a great pizza, but you can look at the packaging on the chicken strips or even chicken strips you've made your own, and you know it's going to be nowhere near the calorie load that you're going to get if you're ordering, you know, nice fatty pork meat on a pizza if you go to a chain and order a pie.
Yeah. And the thing that I mentioned at the top can make a huge difference, right? Thin crust versus
absolutely.
Yeah, thick
absolutely.
Crust.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to think about that, but really if you just get in the habit when you're ordering pizza of always asking for thin crust, look, it's just a ton of calories and a ton of carbs. And if you can cut that out, you're still getting all the great taste of pizza, but you're just cutting out, frankly, just a lot of the bulk. And when you see people that eat pizza and they leave, you know, essentially, I'm going to call it the rind. It's kind of like the watermelon rind, but that huge piece of crust at the end. Mm-hmm. The truth is, as much as you love that, if you eat it all, you're just doing more damage to yourself. You're better off actually maybe eat one of those big pieces of crust and leave the rest. Feed it to the birds. Your body is going to thank you later.
Yeah. You know, growing up in Philly and South Jersey, we used to say you go down to South Philly and it's popular. You just get a slice of pizza and it's awesome. But here's the thing. It is dripping. I mean, if you hold it up, it would just soak your shirt.
Yeah.
So there's something to the calories there.
Your paper plate just, you know, gets kind of encrusted. And then you see those guys that walk in and they grab a couple of napkins and they sop the fat up or the grease up.
Right.
You know what? It is actually a great idea. It's really smart to do that. And in fact, in the article, we suggest why not order your pizza with the half the cheese. Have half the cheese. You can cut a bunch of calories right there too. You're not going to notice the difference. You're going to be enjoying the mix of all the other great stuff on top of the pizza. So give yourself a break and maybe you even get to eat an extra slice because you cut out the calories on the crust and the cheese. And you know, you're going to go home happy no matter what.
Yeah. I got to tell you this story. Recently, I was in a pizza place, and it's one of these places where they make the pie and everything. You just go home and smack it in the oven, and it's becoming really, really popular. But the funniest thing is they say, do you want breadsticks with that? Because we have a discount for that. Do you want chocolate chip cookies? I'm like, what? So, you know, really, I bookend it. I could bookend it with more carbs. Are you kidding me? I just said, no, it's a discount.
Or do you want the diet soda?
Yeah, on top of the other stuff. Are you
kidding? Yeah, you know, and that's the crazy thing. If you really just stop and think about, for many people, part of their weight issue is that they just don't think about what they're eating. If you just stop and think about what you're doing. I mean, if you're fighting a weight problem and you're ordering breadsticks and pizza loaded with meat on top of it, and then you're ordering the soda, even if it's diet soda, there's still so many problems there, and then you're having the chocolate chip cookies or the chocolate cake or whatever. You know, if you're going to eat all of those foods, eat a little bit. We just tend to overdo everything, so we end up having a 4,000 calorie meal, and we do it a couple of times a week. No wonder we're walking around with big bellies.
Yeah, and that's what happens. And I think pizza too is one of those things where when you really want pizza, it's also because it's quick, it's easy. You're not going to have big cleanup, so that has the tendency to be you're starving by the time you get the pizza, and then you inhale it. You inhale it because you have not eaten during the day or whatever, and then it's like you just said. But that doesn't do you any good to suck down 4,000 calories in one sitting.
My mom used to say that when she was dating my dad, the inside of her mouth was always burned. And the reason was, my dad was a big guy. He ate a lot. And she said when she was dating him, they would always, you know, go see a movie and then they'd go get a pizza. And if he didn't eat really fast, she'd never get any. So she burned the roof of her mouth.
I don't think that's
something that was unique to my father. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people are like that. So you know what? If I could give people one tip when it comes to food like pizza or food like dessert or breadsticks, you know what? If there's just two of you, order the small pizza. I promise you, if you order the small, you'll eat it all. But you know what? Mm-hmm. If you order the medium, you'll eat it all. And if you order the large, you'll probably still eat it all. So if there's just two of you, order the small and get a salad. That right there will dramatically cut the amount of calories that you eat in that meal.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you get the salad, and a lot of times on these salads, there's some good things on top of it. So, like, you know, there might be tomatoes or cucumbers, and if you can eat those cucumbers, then that's at least going to balance
you up
it.
So that if you order a small pizza and a salad, even if you're sharing a salad, you're not going to walk out hungry. You're going to have done some good things for your body by eating some vegetables, and I don't mean just the bell peppers and the mushrooms on top of the pizza. And you're actually going to eat less pizza and walk away just as full, and your calorie count is going to be way down. Of course, one trick there is, especially at a pizza place or a wings place, when you order a salad, ask for the dressing on the side. If you're getting the gloppy, saucy, blue cheese, other dressings, you may just be blowing your calories off the roof anyway. So order some nice, simple dressing, some oil or vinegar or something, and do one thing right, and then indulge on the other, and you have something closer to a balanced meal than you would have otherwise if you just sat down and ate as much pizza as you could hold.
Yeah, well said. Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Magazine, thanks. Pick it up, folks. We'll talk to you again.
It's great to be here, and enjoy your pizza.
Thank you.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.